This is a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
And I am joined by none other than Jill, is it Bowie? Jill Bowie?
That is Bowie.
Bowie, fantastic. Bowie. Not Bowie.
No, I'm not that cool.
Does that mistake happen quite a lot?
It does happen all the time.
I can imagine that being the case. Yeah. Mordena, welcome to the Edgy Breakfast Program. We're here to talk.
Thanks for having me.
Of course. We're here to talk about the 24-hour Regent book sale, which is kind of misleading now because it's not even held at the Regent, which is something we'll get to in a second. I want to know, how's your morning going so far?
Yeah, good. Actually, I'm recovering a bit from yesterday. We were carrying loads of boxes of books and stacking them on the tables, and it's looking amazing out of the Eco Centre. So, yeah, I'm feeling my age today. My arms are very sore.
Classic. How many books do you think you moved all up yesterday?
Oh, gosh, because they're all in banana boxes.
Quite
a few hundreds, actually. So, I mean, you're probably fitting, depending on the size of the books, anywhere from, you know, probably 20 to, you know, 50 boxes. Books in each box, depending on the size. So, yeah. There's a lot of weight in them, actually.
Yeah, they're very solid objects, eh?
I imagine there's lots of magazines
as well, you say.
Yeah, we've got magazines, and they are deceptively heavy. There's a lot of weight in a banana box full of magazines.
I'm not surprised. As well as that, you've got all the, like, old tomes and encyclopedias from, like, the 70s and stuff.
and then really amazing, like, people in town are so generous because we've got books that came out last year that look like they haven't been read, and we're really lucky with how generous people are, so you'd be amazed it was there. It's just unbelievable.
That's fantastic. I want to touch on something I kind of briefly mentioned before, but the Regent 24-hour book sale is no longer being held at the Regent Theatre. It's being held at the Eco Centre and at the Moore FM Arena, in the Eco Centre, 116 Portsmouth Drive. And that's just because the book sale is just so popular.
Yeah, we just outgrew the theatre space. Like, the theatre space is beautiful, but it's not, because a lot of the books were up on the stage, it wasn't very accessible. Mm. And this way, we've got so much space, there's so much room between tables, and, you know, people, and you can park outside, everything's flat, so, you know, people with pushchairs or wheelchairs can get in, and we've made sure that there's, you know, loads of space between the tables. I mean, when it's packed, you know, it might be a bit difficult to get around, but it makes it so much easier. It's a much nicer experience. You're not crammed in with all of these people kind of jostling around. It's a really nice space. And there's food out there. You can get a cup of coffee, you know, take a break. Mm-hmm. And when you can park, there's great parking out there as well. So it means if you take your car out, you can do several loads of books and put them out of your car and then carry on shopping inside again. Yeah. And buses come sort of pretty close, so... Yeah, it's a great space for us. Yeah,
awesome. Are you working both the Friday and the Saturday from 10 to 10?
I will take a little break on Friday afternoon, but I'm on holiday at the moment. I'm not at work.
Oh, I'm sorry to call you.
This is my holiday. I am terrible at holidays, so I have been working steadily since 9 o'clock on Monday morning, and so we finished at 8:30 on Monday night, and we had an early night last night. We finished at 6, so yeah, it's been pretty full on, but yeah, it's great.
Yeah, it's awesome. I remember they've been going for, like, these book sales have been going for, like, what? I mean, at least 2 decades.
Yeah, 40 years.
40 years.
Yeah. This is our 43rd book sale. We had a couple of years. Sort of around COVID time, we couldn't do one because you were too close to each other in the theatre. Mm-hmm. But yeah, this has been going since the 80s. So yeah,
it's so awesome, man! It's so awesome. I remember it's coming. Fantastic. What was your first, like, experience with the book sale?
Oh gosh, it would have been the early 90s actually. As a student, going in kind of in the early hours of the morning, mm-hmm. In the middle of winter and it was cold, and you'd go into this hot, hot theatre in all your jackets, and then have to you know, try and carry books and jackets and things. And and then because in the theatre they also used to have bands playing as well.
So oh, wow.
It was a whole experience. Yeah, it was great. It was really cool.
But, oh, that's fantastic. You know,
I like more space now.
More space is definitely good. Yeah, I remember going there when I was like 8 and getting some real cool books about the natural world, which I really enjoyed.
Yeah, and I'm sure you could probably find books. Well, you could definitely find them in there now.
I'm sure we can. Yeah.
And there's all sorts of jigsaws and art prints and kind of secondhand kind of housewares and stuff and collectibles. Yeah, mm-hmm. Loads.
Great tons novels, of stuff.
Comics. Yeah.
Comics too.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
There is anything. Apart from music and DVDs, which is another sale later on in the year. But everything.
Awesome. And then there's also the vinyl fair happening at the Regent sometime soon, I think. But anyway.
Yeah. So
tons of stuff.
That's yeah.
Lots of celebrations of physical media, which is awesome because it's good to to be able to hold something.
Yeah. People still love the books, and there was a lot to love at the Moore FM Arena this weekend.
I can imagine. What was the weirdest thing you've seen so far?
I'm in the middle of creating a tower of Dan Brown books. We get so many copies of the Da Vinci Code donated that we decided to really make it a spectacle.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
And so that's what I'm working on. Yeah. We did find yesterday it was a DVD kind of storage kind of cupboard that was made to look like classic books, which was kind of cool, but yeah, a bit weird as well.
Funny as man. How tall is the tower at the moment?
Well, it's probably a meter at the moment, so I'm going to put some flags on the top of it just to make it a bit.
A meter? It's not a table. Oh my god!
I think it's a meter. Yeah, it would be a meter. I think. Yeah.
Do you have any hot takes about Dan Brown? Are you a fan? Are you a hater? Overrated, underrated. What do you think?
I'd rather, well, that's probably the way to go. Well, he certainly sold a lot of books that have been kindly donated to the theatre. And I wish we'd thought of this earlier because a lot of them, like, we'll put them into the recycling because we just know we can't sort of sell them. Mm. And, so I wish I'd thought of it earlier. It could have been a really impressive one. And we could have probably had a 50 Shades of Dan Brown as well. So, because we get a load of 50 Shades of Grey too.
That's so good. What's your kind of taste in literature looking like at the moment? What have you been reading?
Well, we've got some really good kind of literature, you know, kind of contemporary kind of literature at the moment. There's a whole table of priced books like that. So there's some really good stuff there. And I've been trying to get back into the classics that I never read when you meant to read classics.
Like the Iliad and the Odyssey.
Jane Austen.
Jane Austen, right.
Hey?
I think like the Greek classics or the Roman classics.
No. Kind of the old lady classics.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, and the other thing that we found is some great 50s and 60s hardback and paperback novels with the really kind of bizarre covers. And so we've got a whole table full of those too. And they're all just a dollar. But they're really cool sort of old Agatha Christie's and Ian Fleming's and, really good stuff like that. So, yeah, and they're just the coolest covers.
Awesome. Okay, fantastic. Is there much in the way of political literature? Because that's kind of what I gravitate to.
We do have, so there's all sorts of non-fiction. So there'll be some priced non-fiction, which is kind of newer material, and then there'll be stuff that's a dollar. So, it's all sorts of subjects as well, sort of human behaviour, history, politics, photography, home and garden, and all of that kind of stuff as well. Lots of, we've got a big area of New Zealand non-fiction as well. So, yeah, there's loads.
Right.
There'll be something for everyone. Yeah.
Awesome. Something for everyone.
Textbooks, dictionaries, foreign language stuff. Yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. A real smorgasbord. Fantastic. Well,
yeah,
I'm definitely looking forward to coming, probably on the Saturday.
Yep.
Maybe go to the farmer's market and then go to the book sale.
That's the perfect Saturday, actually. Yeah.
Yeah.
Open till 10 at night, you know. That's
exactly.
10 at night, Friday, you know. That's great.
How long would you say it would take for someone who just maybe was like kind of browsing, lightly browsing each of the sections? How long do you think that would take for them to go through the whole thing? Over an hour?
I think it would take quite... Yeah, I would say so. Yeah. I mean, it's huge. Mm-hmm. When you walk in, it's quite confronting when you see how big it is when it's empty, and then it fills up really quick, and then there's so much stuff. Yeah.
Awesome.
It would take you a long time. Yeah.
I'm going to attempt that maybe on the Saturday if my partner wants to go with me. But yeah, thank you very much for coming on the program this morning. I appreciate your time.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. And is there any book recommendations you'd like to make for people?
Ooh, not at this stage. I think just come and there's a great opportunity to buy books that you might not normally read, you know, for a dollar. Mm-hmm. It's great to try, and then, you know, you can donate them again next year. So,
circular economy.
Yeah. Exactly, yes. It's good recycling.
Hell yeah. Totally agree with that. I think we'll leave that there. Thank you very much for coming on the program. Ka kite.
Thanks for having me.
Of course.
Ka kite.
All right, folks, that was Jill Bowie. We're talking about the Regent 24-hour book sale, which is happening this week on Friday and Saturday from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. both days at the More FM Arena, the Edgar Centre, 116 Portsmouth Drive. Very exciting stuff. Hopefully we'll see a lot of you lovely listeners there. It's 10:42 here on...
Thanks for listening to Radio 1 91 FM podcast. All of our content lives online at r1.co.nz.